Now,
ladies and gentlemen,
get started. Broadcasting from the shores of the world's most beautiful beaches, this is the most talked about radio show in Bay County, the Brian Rust Morning Show, melting down snowflakes faster than a blowtorch and doing it with a smile. Now, here's Brian Rust on News Talk at 101.
All right, welcome back to hour number three of the show. Good morning and welcome. It is Friday and we are doing our municipal elections interviews. We've got a lot of them to do. There's a lot of people that are running and a lot of seats that are open for the April 18th election. Want to welcome back to the show Lynn Haven Mayor Jesse Nelson. Mr. Mayor, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for inviting me back. Glad to be on with you this morning.
Absolutely. I'm glad that you're here because, you know, you are up for your first re-election as mayor of Lynn Haven. And, you know, we've had you on the show a few times and we've talked about a lot of the things that's going on in Lynn Haven. And obviously, if you know, you're halfway awake, you know that Lynn Haven is, you know, still rebuilding and bouncing back and moving into the future after Hurricane Michael. So I want to give you the opportunity to talk to some of the voters about why we need to go ahead and reelect Mayor Nelson. So let's have it. Why do we need to reelect you, man?
I think simply stated, Brian, is that if we want to keep moving forward with the progress that we've made in the past 2 years, then voters need to go out on or before April 18th and vote for me as mayor of Lynn Haven. So if we want to, you know, keep the rebuilding going, keep moving forward in our stormwater alleviation, keep moving forward in our enhancing of quality of life and providing entertainment for our families, if we want to keep moving forward and making sure that our seniors have an outlet on a regular basis where they can gather with others and just enjoy recreational activities, then I think it is important for viewers, for voters, and listeners as well to get out and encourage others to vote for me on or before April 18th.
Absolutely. Now, you guys have done a lot of things in Lynn Haven, and I think just about everybody in Bay County also kind of looks at Lynn Haven politics and go, ooh, that's a danger zone because it's had some history. You know, going forward into the next election, you know, what type of things do you want to let people know to help build confidence? Because obviously with Lynn Haven politics, you know, there is the rebuilding. There's the issues that have been out there. But the rebuilding of confidence in the elected officials has obviously been a priority for everybody that's in public office. What are some of your thoughts on that to let people know that, you know, the confidence should be there and should be continue to be built?
I think, Brian, it was stated very well yesterday by Mr. Frank Hall when he introduced me to during my campaign announcement that we have promises that were made and promises that were kept. And so I really believe that one of the ways we build confidence in people is simply by doing what we say we're going to do. And so during the campaign last time, you know, I didn't try to make 100 promises. I listened to the voters, listened to the residents, and tried to promise that I would always have an open ear, always have an open door, and certainly do what I thought would be in the best interest of Lynn Haven. And so I made a promise that we would focus on our debt. And so we, by the end of this year, will be down $13 million in the past 2 years with our debt from $62 million to $49 million. I made a promise that we would review our charter. And so we're going to have four referendums going on our ballot this upcoming election from a citizen-led charter review committee. Made a promise that we would get our youth more engaged so that we could hear their voice and their input on how we should shape Lynn Haven for our future, for them to live and grow and lead in our city. And so we developed the Mayor's Youth Council. And so I think part of it, Brian, is just doing what we say we're going to do. And one of the things that I think is also important for building confidence is competence. And that's what I always tell my daughter is, if you want people to be confident in you, you have to be competent. Mm. And so I believe that that myself and the team at Lynn Haven, Ms. Vicki Gaynor, her staff, are very competent in doing the job that needs to be done to keep moving Lynn Haven forward. But we have to do that together. So these past 2 years, we've been able to prove that we are greater together, but we have to keep moving forward together. And I think that we've shown the competence to be able to do that. We've had a lot of hard stuff come at us, as you know. Went into this seat with a cloud over us. However, behind that cloud, the sun is still shining. And so I hope that's what people see as they come through Lynn Haven, is what we've been able to do through hard work and unity, trying to do that together.
Yeah, absolutely. And it doesn't take much to go through Lynn Haven and see, the positive changes moving forward. As a matter of fact, I saw that the construction barriers started going up for the smokehouse. So that got me really excited. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm excited about that because it's closer to where I live. But, Mayor Jesse Nelson is who we're talking with, Lynn Haven, up for re-election. You said something that has been kind of a key. And this is something that I have been really kind of pushing and harping on a lot lately. And that is engagement. You know, during your time as the mayor, you have done a lot of things to encourage engagement, including the mayor's council, getting the younger people involved in that. And yesterday's show specifically, you know, I had been talking about how we can't just sit around and complain. We can't just sit around and, you know, not be engaged with our government, because we have to let people know. What are some of your thoughts on, you know, the engagement from the people and the things that they can do to really be more involved in the government? I mean, obviously we got busy lives, but what can people do, and what would you tell people when it comes to engagement?
When it comes to engagement, I would certainly encourage people to take advantage of the opportunities to meet their elected officials. So, for example, recently I hosted a town hall. Since becoming mayor, host periodic town halls. I would encourage people to attend those town halls. Our city manager hosts Table Talk, where once a month you're able to come out and hear about updates in Lynn Haven, but you're also just able to come out and express your concerns and get dialogue and feedback, live interaction with her and staff regarding those. And so I think part of it is taking advantage of those opportunities. I know even Commissioner Jamie Wark has an event coming up, and I think he does it monthly, time with the commissioner, where you can sit down with him and talk about different concerns. And of course, you know, you can always stop by, you know, before Brady's and see Commissioner Perno. And then we do have a new commissioner on, Ms. Judy Vandegrift. Not sure mm-hmm. her setup yet, but she has an email. So email her, call her, reach out to her. And then also, you know, Commissioner Aldridge, email him, call him, reach out to him. You know, he's very responsive. And so I think part of it, Brian, is just citizens have to take a little initiative. We as public officials make ourselves available through, again, town halls, emails, telephone calls, text messages. And so take that opportunity to engage when those opportunities are made available. Attend public events for engagement. So attend the celebrations and the ceremonies that happen within your local community, and take that moment to go up and introduce yourself to that individual. Now, the 4th of July parade may not be the best time to talk about the issue or concern that you have, but go up, introduce yourself to your elected official and say, hey, I would like to follow up with you. And then remind them, I met you at the 4th of July parade. This was my concern, and I would like to, you know, have a chance to sit down and talk with you about that. So I really do believe personal engagement is very important. I know a lot of people go to social media with it, and I'm not saying that that's the wrong way to go. But I will say oftentimes as elected officials with social media, we're not sure who our citizens are, who our citizens are not, you know, based on profiles. Everybody doesn't put where they live on their profile and if they've been updated. But if you reach out to me personally, then we can have a sit-down conversation. And I've done that several times, numerous times, over the past 2 years, followed with citizens to see what their concerns are. So take advantage of the opportunities to engage when the forums are offered, but also take the initiative to do more than just speak out at your 3 minutes during the public commentary. Take that initiative to make a phone call, text message, or email so that you can be more engaged.
Absolutely. You know, engagement is such an important thing. And, you know, it's amazing that a lot of people don't realize that you are there to be heard. So, Mayor Nelson, let's talk about the future a little bit, because obviously we've seen what you've done. We've seen what you've wanted to do. What do you want to do going forward for another round as the mayor?
So certainly one of the things we want to do going forward is to finish what we started. And so we've started a rebuild, as everyone can see. So we want to certainly finish rebuilding our city hall. I want to finish what we've started at our sports complex. We have our grand opening for our ball fields coming up in March, grand opening for the gymnasium coming up in April. Pickleball courts are coming up. And so we certainly want to just finish some of those things that we started in the first term. I also want to finish looking at our debt, making sure that we are, doing the best we can in paying down that debt. Also want to make sure that we're preparing our community for growth. As you can see, Glen Haven is a hot spot, not just here locally, but within the state of Florida and the nation where people want to move. And so I want to make sure that we're preparing for that growth through development to make sure that our infrastructure is in place, our roads, our sewage and utilities, our stormwater. And so we have made a big push towards alleviating stormwater, especially structural flooding. The goal, Brian, is to make sure that no home floods in Lynn Haven. And so that's one of our goals. We don't like the fact that water stands in yards. We don't like the fact that water stands in roads, but we certainly want to make sure that water does not intrude into anyone's home. And so that's one of our big goals with stormwater, is making sure that we can alleviate structural flooding. Also developing continued relationships with our state representatives, State Representative Griffiths, State Senator Trumbull, Congressman Neil Dunn, continuing to develop those relationships so that we can get the funds that we need in our community through grants and other appropriations so that we can fund these projects that we're working on. And so we want to make sure we do that, but also just continue to grow as a family-friendly city. Lynn Haven is a great place to live, work, and play. And so we're looking at trying to bring more ways to enhance our quality of life, a dine-in restaurant for date nights for families, some type of additional entertainment for our youth, whether that's a bowling alley or a skating ring or axe-throwing business. Maybe we don't need, kids throwing axes, but still.
Maybe not.
just wanting to continue to enhance our quality of life. And so those are some of the focuses that we're going to have. We're looking forward to a partnership with the Boys and Girls Club being their newest outreach in the Bay County community coming up soon. And so those are some of the areas that we want to focus on, is just making sure that we're finishing what we started, but we have to keep moving forward together in order to accomplish that.
Absolutely. Sounds like a heck of a goal, and you've done a pretty good job with the team so far. Mayor Jesse Nelson, how can people reach out to you to find out more, to ask questions about you, or even just help out with your campaign?
You can contact me at votejessenelson.com. That's my website, votejessenelson.com. There has the contact information for my email, my Facebook, but my telephone number at votejessenelson.com. And so certainly message me, see how you can sign up for the campaign. You can also make donations at votejessenelson.com. There's a link there to make donations online, or you can write a check as well.
Awesome. Well, Mayor Jesse Nelson, I want to thank you for coming on and talking about your campaign. The election, obviously, April 18th. Early voting will start a little bit before that. Very important that everybody get out and vote, get engaged on a regular basis, but especially when it comes to voting. Sir, best of luck to you. And of course, we'll have you back on the show before much longer as well. And thank you again for coming on.
Thank you, Brian. You have a great weekend.